Hi, Todd Bowers here from Moore Motors in Caro, your early bird lease return headquarters of the thumb. Now, if you're in a Ford lease, you can come out up to 6 months early if you lease or buy a new Ford or Lincoln. For details, come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motors, or call me at 989-673-4171. That's 989-673-4171. 989-673-4171. See you soon.
Moore Motors, celebrating 50 years of business in Michigan. Thumb.
It's week number 8 of the regular season on the WLEW Sports Network. Marlette traveling north and east to the shores of Lake Huron, a side of the world's greatest man-made harbor in the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. It's a cold and blustery night. It feels like fall and even a hint of that W word that I hate to say just quite yet on air. At least we'll say it during commercial, if nothing else. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen with your call tonight. Doug Kohler, Director of Sports Information. And the one and only Kayla O'Neill, all 46 minutes late tonight. It's been an ongoing joke here. Kayla texted me before, said she'll be late, which I appreciate the text, but then she followed up with another text that eventually. So at least I knew what to expect there. The Harbor Beach Pirates, well, the 2015 campaign has been filled with a lot of growing pains for the Harbor Beach Pirates. After coming off of 3 straight visits to the state semifinals, including a state championship in 2012, the Mighty Orange and Black are sitting at 2-5 on the season and mathematically eliminated from the playoffs the first time since 2010.
Well, it was a great run, one of the greatest runs we've seen in this area by any school. But you got to move past that. You got to look on and regroup and make your own team sort of fit in their own way, give them their own, you know, something you can remember. And this team now needs to really look forward to finishing strong and getting back on the track, the winning ways, next season.
Just a week ago, the Pirate fleet got banged up pretty badly on the road against rival Ubley, 18-50. It was the first time Harbor Beach has lost to the Bearcats since 2010. There were a couple of high points in the loss, including a successful 38-yard field goal and 2 passing touchdowns. The Pirates are anchored with junior starting quarterback Brady Kirsch. He's built like a quarterback, stands 6'4" and weighing in at 185 pounds.
Yeah, and at halftime and after the end of the third quarter, that game was actually quite close, so a very competitive game for most of it. Back to Brady Kirsch, he threw for 2 touchdowns against Ubley, and he's so much different than the other quarterbacks we've been seeing lately in Harbor Beach. You look back at Josh Shelke, you look at Eli Kraft, guys that made plays with their feet, could throw the ball very, very well. Brady Kirsch throws it as good as any of them, but is not mobile at all, more of a pocket passer, likes to distribute the ball to his other running backs. Short passes is how they've made their living, so it's changed, and it's taken them a while to adjust to the fact that their quarterback isn't going to scramble and save their butts on bad plays.
On top of seeing a large portion of the Harbor Beach squad graduate last year, injuries seemed to pile up on through the first 4 weeks of the season, one of which was with one of the running backs, Brandon Puff.
Well, not only running back, but main linebacker as well. He missed the first few weeks. He's 5'11", 170-pound senior, truly a leader to this team. Against Brown City 2 weeks ago, he scored both touchdowns in that 12-7 victory. And a guy, kind of our X factor to keep in mind this game, number 29, Jacob Finkel. He's 5'7", 155, senior. Tough running kid. Again, they really need to excel. And I think he does better as he gets more touches. So hopefully he gets a bunch of carries tonight so he can show what he's made of.
And a solid weapon that Harbor Beach has to offer this season. And one of the few bright spots is junior wide receiver and defensive back of James Shelke.
What can you say about James Shelke, man? He's got a good bloodline. They know exactly what they're doing. He's in the right spot at all times, a very intelligent underclassman. Harbor Beach likes a lot, but they're finding ways to get him the ball more often, and for good reason. They're handing the ball off to him. They're throwing shorter routes. They're picking so that he can get open. They need to get the ball in his hands because his yak is very high, yards after the catch.
The numbers aren't the most inspiring of all time, especially in comparison to past years, but this year Harbor Beach is averaging 12 points a game. The good news is in divisional play, that jumps up to 16.75. The defensive average goes from 27 overall to 25 when playing in the East.
Well, that is a little something to hang our hats on, Clark, but it's not good enough. When you compare it to their teams of last year, oh, my, the numbers have completely changed. But I think it shows this Harbor Beach team has gotten truly better as the years have gone, as the season has gone on.
Well, it's parents' night as well as senior night for our seniors of the squad for Harbor Beach. As it's cold and blustery coming out of the northwest, we'll check our weather and have a direct comparison look when we return on the WLEW Sports Network. Kickoff in 9 minutes on your home for high school football, Marlette at Harbor Beach in week number 8.
Whether you're out of town, on the road, or just want to save a trip to the bank, North Star Bank's mobile deposit is the solution for you.
Hi, this is Marie Stafford, Assistant Branch Manager at North Star Bank's FedEx office. You can now deposit paper checks directly into your account, anywhere, anytime, with North Star Bank's mobile deposit. Mobile deposit is secure, easy to use, and convenient. Just tap, snap, and deposit checks directly into your eligible account using your smartphone and our mobile banking app. Just take a photo of the front and back of your check and submit. It's that easy. You'll receive confirmation on your device and by email for each successful deposit. So check into North Star Bank's mobile deposit feature today.
Mobile banking is available to online banking customers. Check with your wireless carrier for fees that may apply. Visit North Star Bank or go online at www.northstaratehome.com. Member FDIC.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch. To try our free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hi, I'm Lynn Regantine, an Ameriprise Financial Advisor with the Regantine Lakowski Long Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, and I can help you put a confident retirement more within reach. With 42 years of combined experience, my team and I can help you retire on your terms, when you want, where you want, doing what you want. Call us today at 810-376-4710. Our offices are located at 3473 Main Street in Deckerville and 33 South Elk Street in Sandusky, Michigan.
Ameriprise Financial Services. Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
WLEW Sports is your home for high school football all season season. All season long. And all season long, you can listen to The Strong Side, Sundays at 7 p.m. with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and from the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your call tonight as well. And Doug Cole and Kayla O'Neill join the gang as well. The whole gang is here. Roll out the barrel of fun. Well, there's no direct or good way to get from Marlette to Harbor Beach unless you thoroughly enjoy the easygoing pace of M53. For those traveling from Marlette Airport to Poshke's Airport outside of Harbor Beach, it would be a 41-mile journey and a rough landing. For those running the roads, it depends on what way you go. M46 to M19 to 142, it's 55 miles. If you dare take M53 the whole way, it's actually shorter by a mile at 54 clicks, but would take you an hour and 5 minutes. As far as school sizes go, Marlette High has 298 students registered with the MHSAA. Harbor Beach clocks in at 239 high schoolers, 59 students less. When the Thumb Seat Conference reorganized in 1997, it became the Greater Thumb Conference, putting Marlette and Harbor Beach in the same division, which marked the first time when the Pirates and Red Raiders ever faced off, 1997. The Orange and Black have only lost to the Red and White three times in 19 tries. It was 11 straight victories for Harbor Beach until 2008, when Marlette snagged three consecutive victories, bringing us to 2010, the last time Marlette has beaten the Pirates. A 16-3 overall series record is good enough for .842 batting average.